Namaste and welcome back to another episode of The Sapient. This episode is brought to you by Alpha Progression, the app that transforms your workouts into serious muscle gains. Whether you're just starting or aiming for that next PR, Alpha Progression has your back. Stick around for a special discount offer later in the episode. Now, on to the show. Today, we have yet another guest, and his name is Hector. So, welcome, Hector. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. I love the name of this podcast. Okay, you know, Sapient, right? Be human. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those names that I hope audience or someone who is listening finds it intriguing. Like they're like, what? Right. Where are you based out of and, you know, how is it there?
Okay. So I reside on the sovereign land of Wisconsin. And currently at the moment, you know, and so that's in the United States. It's in the Midwest. And it's a beautiful land, but it's not my natural place. It's cold for as far as I'm concerned. Okay, the only there's only about two and a half months that are like close to the weather that I like, and after that it gets ugly.
yeah. I mean, weather is such an interesting thing, right? The influence it has on regular people and their life. Right.
It's amazing, not only just the weather, but the foods that are available. I don't know if you know this, but there's a whole science behind the influence of foods on the people, their culture, and their language.
Yep.
It to me, it blows my mind, you know, that, but it does have a direct relationship to the way people express themselves based upon the weather and the foods available in that area.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So, because I am interested in food, right? Of course, look at me. But I'm really interested in, you know, food as a science and, you know, a way of living. And I exactly understand what you're trying to say when you say, you know, culture and food is so much intertwined, right? And it has so much influence over people. And would you say that if you look at today's food market, right, that the understanding as of food as energy source has gone away?
Oh man, look, you have no idea how much you're hitting on a heartbeat of my magnus opus. Okay, when I choose to leave this body, before I leave it behind, right, or transition to something else, I want to I'm creating five cities that are directly related to the subject of food. So food is energy. At the very basic, it's composed of two things: minerals and photosynthesis. Both are light coming from two different directions. Light that's trapped in the earth, that's being pulled up, right? And so for those that eat meat, guess what? The meat eats the vegetables. Okay, so let's get you're eating light. It's just in a different form, and so the light that comes from the sun gets transformed through the plants, and is trapped again in a form that we can use as energy. Our body then takes it and breaks it down, separates it, and creates internal light, because every human being. Yeah. You can light them up by just infrared. You put them on a camera, and we light up, okay? So there's enough frequency devices available today that you can hear the sounds coming from a human if all they're doing is just resting. We're sending signals all the time, okay? So we are producing energy all the time. Whether we realize it or not. So what's my point about this? a story that I'll get into as to how I got there, okay, because I was paralyzed from the neck down and I had to find a way to walk again because that was important to me. In that process, I discovered that there is a way of eating that is called fruitarian. Fruitarianism states that if you only eat fruits, you will detox your body from all the uncleanliness, and then your body will restore itself. Well, I did that for 2 years, and that's why I look like I'm 40 when I'm almost 60. That's how I can. I am walking. That's why I have this body that at this age, I'll tell you what, I'll make it real quick and I'll come back to this. When it took me 25 years to get to this place, but what happened was I was paralyzed from the neck down. I suffered a horse-related accident that left me paralyzed. And it took me 4 years to start walking again. It took me 21 years to get back emotionally and mentally stable, okay? But on February 22nd of 2023, I walked into a boxing ring and I fought two men that were in their 20s when I was in my 50s. Okay, so I've received the victory that I wanted to have for my own life. And it was personal to me to have this. Okay, so today I'm able to ride motorcycles, horses, go surfing, run. I do whatever I want, okay? Whenever I want, because that's the lifestyle I've always wanted to live, okay? So I went, that was a short view. So now the long story is that my dad passed away when he was 66 and a half. My dad was a marathon runner and a bodybuilder, but he died from cancer. Cancer in the liver, cancer in the spine, and I'm sorry, in the spleen. And so it took over the pancreas side, okay? So my dad, when he got cancer, when it was diagnosed, he died within months. I said, I don't want to do that to my grandchildren. And so I started on a quest to heal myself and to live long. And I discovered that I can regenerate my body, detox it, and all through food, no medical intervention. This is my point. So plants, when grown in touch by humans who are aligned with their soul mission, will actually generate more energy that our body can use versus all the technology, all the, you know, all the available supplements. There are 27 videos on a series that made by the Russian community about the secret lives of plants. And it shows you how plants are so intelligent that they can recognize a human face. Yeah. A plant can recognize a human. Yeah. Okay. It has enough intelligence. So therefore, if I'm talking to the plant and I'm treating it right, it will produce the right kind of energy. That information gets transferred through the plant to other plants of the same kind. And so do you know what permaculture is? Okay. So for those that don't know, permaculture is a system of creating permanent agriculture, not monoculture, which is we rip it all off and we just single add crop. Right. It's single cropping. So interested in food is a subject that we're covering right now. I discovered that there's vibration and there's frequencies in everything that we eat. And if you treat it the right way, you can actually create a higher frequency to make you live stronger, longer, and you don't need it. You don't need to eat as much. And the world, to get to your question, see, the world is eating very low level nutritional foods at a higher cost and higher cost to their body, okay? So there's a simple formula, which is vitality equals obstruction divided by power, okay? And it takes so much power to process the junk that what's left is very little vitality. In most cases, it's negative. And so when people eat, they get less healthy, less life. That's because we industrialize everything. We the animals that we eat have been tortured, and they can smell death, and so the animals are suffering, and their adrenal glands are exercising. And I believe that a lot of people that eat meat are addicted to the adrenaline, not to the meat. So when they say I like meat, no, you like the adrenaline, and so your adrenal glands are damaged, and your adrenal fatigue comes from the food that you're eating because you're not eating right. So that's you know, that's kind of a long answer to say, yes, our food is no longer food. It doesn't give us energy.
Yeah. Two things about what you said, right? You said something about plants recognizing people. There is a study going on. I cannot, you know, remember the name of the university that is doing a study that if I want to eat a plant, right, for example, carrot, and if I have the carrot seed in my mouth for like, you know, some time before sowing the seed, they are finding out that that particular plant adapts according to the requirement of your body when it grows a carrot. So that is something that, you know, you said that totally makes sense. And second one is because I'm interested in food, I went on a little bit of research in just in India, because India is one of the biggest food baskets of the world.
Yes, yes.
Right? And
excellent food, by the way.
Excellent tasty food. Yeah, but the sad thing is, my grandfather was born in 1941. And in 1947, right, if he needed 100 micrograms of iron, right, you know, he would have to eat somewhere around 80 to 100 grams of, you know, spinach, let's say, right? Now, in 2021, there was a study done in the same University of India that said to get the same 100 micrograms of iron, an average individual would have to eat around 11.2 pounds of spinach in a day.
You're right. Right.
Right. So my question is, when we talk about food, right, I have an interesting theory. I don't know whether it would make sense to you or not. My theory is we would eat so much healthier if we stopped measuring food by weight. You know, instead of that, we did nutrients.
Okay. It's true. So coming back to what you just said about that study, if you take the seed and you put it in your mouth before you plant it, the seed turns into something else because it now relates to the body that it just came from. So what happened there? Let me tell you what just happened there, okay? Number one, when you take water and you have an intention, water will amplify that. We know this because the studies are popular everywhere. The studies made by Dr. Emoto, who died in 2014, right? He proved that there's intelligence in water. He proved it so much that before he died in that same year, he sent out 20 to 40 people in pairs. So a group of 20 people to go to 20 cities that had the highest crimes across the world and meditate on the body of water that was closest to that city that fed the city for 1 month, and all 100% of all cities reported a 20% drop in crime rate for 1 month. Water has a power to change. So, okay, so now studies also, not studies, but revelations have been discovered because you can take a seed that is as old as 2,000 years old, in Israel, that happened, seeds that were more than 1,000-year-old from a monastery that were discovered. When you put them in water, you let them soak, then you plant them. A friend of mine, just did it with tobacco because, you know, I have Native American connections and I'm a Caribbean Indian, and he had seeds that were at least 500 years old, at least 500. Mm-hmm. Okay, from the estimations, they could be even as far as 1500 years old. So he took the seeds, and all he did is just, there were so many, he just planted them. Do you know that their growth was almost mind-blowing? Within 3 days, mm-hmm. they were like this big. And we're like, what happened here? So I was there. Mm-hmm. I saw it with my own eyes, okay? What I'm saying is, when you take water and you infuse it with your intelligence, you are changing the composition of that water. Now you take the seed that is sleeping in a dormant fashion. And I do this with my own food. I take almonds and I'll put them in water. I then meditate into the water and I bless the water with good health, with youth and power and all this other stuff. And then I let it sit for 8 to 24 hours before I take it and I drain the water. And then I rinse the almond and then I blend it. What I've done is I've caused the seed, the almond, to move into life-generating power, kind of like a stem cell, because now you can only eat that seed within 3 days before it becomes rotten, because it has to break down and go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you hear what I'm saying, right? I'm making this connection in between putting it in your mouth, the thoughts that you have during that. You are transmuting, you're killing off that enzymes across the layer of that seed. You're awakening it, and then you're putting it in the ground. Boom. You just transcended the energy of that seed and the vibration into something that it wasn't. Okay? What happens now when we walk on the earth, every thought that we have, do you know about grounding techniques?
Nope.
You ever heard of it? Okay. So there's a whole science behind the fact that you can take, real quick, this man discovered that if he buried himself in Alaska underneath his house, even in the wintertime when the ground wasn't, underneath his house, the ground wasn't frozen, he would bury himself all the way to the neck. And in his case, he did it naked. His pain would leave his body. So what they've done now is they created these pads where it's directly grounded or connected to the electrical ground in a house, and it does the same thing. Why is that? We need to ask the question. Because we're part of Earth. We go back, okay? All the components, whether you want to be religious or not, scientific proof that we are made of the same stuff that the stars and the astros are and the planet is. It's all the same stuff. It's how it's composed together. But we are composed of intelligence, okay, of a different level, a higher level of intelligence. So when we are walking barefooted on the earth, we're releasing the negative energies and we're absorbing positive, and we're transcending these tension. So when you do that and you walk on the earth and you connect with it with your own hands and you plant things, you're exchanging and you're turning the earth into what it was designed to do, right?
Yeah.
You breathe 40% carbon dioxide out of your mouth. And if that's why you get dizzy, because there's not enough oxygen. But the plant needs that carbon dioxide. So there's always an exchange. So when we sweat, we are exchanging energy, and the sun takes that and turns it into vitamin D. See, you're made to be part of nature. And the whole point, again, I am belaboring the point because I want our listeners to understand, or anybody who hears me to understand, that you're made of the same stuff. And if you walk with that level of intelligence, like grounding technique, which is an artificial way of being connected to the earth, you are sending something back that needs to go back into it so that you can receive the things that are beneficial to you. Plants are doing that. The problem is, what's happening in the monoculture process? Only three chemicals, phosphorus, potassium, and calcium. The earth is bare. It doesn't produce. There are no bugs. There are no animals because they put poison into it.
Yep.
And so they put so much poison into it that some of the plants have now bonded with that poison. And when you eat it, you're eating a poison that wasn't designed for your body, nor was it designed to do anything but death.
Yeah.
That's why people have cancer. That's the whole story right there.
Yeah, yeah, that does make sense because more and more people, thankfully, have started to lean towards, you know, respecting food as food and looking into organic or natural farming, right? And this whole transition has taken a lot of time.
Yes.
Right, like we have been consuming chemicals for so long. That we have created, you know, monstrosities of corporations in the chemical industry, right?
Yes.
This is just one part of human's life, right? You know, we went from being independent to dependent, and again, we are slowly going towards a stage where we, where hopefully we will be independent. So my question is, because you have had such a rich life, what's your take on fitness? Like, what's your take on exercises and, you know, being fit? Ever felt lost at the gym, wondering if you're lifting right or making any real progress? That's where Alpha Progression steps in. It's like having a personal trainer right there with you, offering customized plans and smart tips based on your past workouts. No guesswork, just real gains. It's been Apple's app of the day twice, and it's a top fitness app in Germany for a reason. And hey, you can get 20% off your first payment at alphaprogression.com/sapient. Give it a shot today, and the link will be in the description.
It's a freaking beautiful question. Okay. The industry, so let me first, when I say the word industry and when we're talking about this thing, it, another word for it is called consumerism.
Yep.
The earth, the humans that lived upon the earth have survived on agriculture for thousands of years prior to the industrial age. From the industrial age to today, we only have hundreds of years. Okay, from the time that, if you want to call that, we walked in cave people to the end of the agricultural age, we're talking thousands of years. So we've gone dark in hundreds of years. You see, right? So that's what I'm talking about. Consumerism is the thing that is destroying, that destroyed the fathers from being in the homes, that is taking the women out of being, wanting to be mothers, and all of a sudden they have to be all of this other stuff, right? And it's taking our children and converting them into things that are no longer normal human beings, because then they want to be of a different sex and they want to be of a different kind of human. Like, you're trying to change your DNA to be a what? A dog?
Yeah.
It's an insanity, right? That's consumerism. So now let's get back to fitness. So the same thing, they want to show us that a man and a woman should be a certain kind of shape and that you should spend hours in a gym. Do you know how stupid that is? It makes no freaking sense. Okay, so I'm going to sit and I'm going to do this kind of exercise. And and when do I use this movement in a normal functional place?
Almost never.
Almost never. So, you know, I'm so big now that in order for me to say hello, I got to go like this.
Yeah.
Because I can't move. So fitness should be functional.
Yes, exactly.
Function means that I should be able to access energy instantly in order to protect, defend, and take care of myself and those who I love. That's
and
functional.
And also scratch your own back.
right? Exactly. I should be able to reach behind my back and go, oh yeah, I can touch it, right? I should be able to move my body in such a normal way that I don't need that. And I should be able to, at whatever age, okay, lift up my leg as far as it needs to go to do whatever I need to do without going, oh, wait a second, I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
And so that's what consumerism does, because you can see these people that look beautiful, because they are beautiful, okay?
Yeah.
But look at them when they're 50s. Look at them when they're 60. Yeah. And they look like somebody deflated them, like they were a balloon, and somebody went, right? Mm-hmm. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger now. Okay, yeah. look at the champion of bodybuilding. I forgot his name. He's a black North American. I think he did 10 or 12 times. The man can barely walk. Look at the boxers, the professional boxers of today. They look like pregnant men with man boobs because they get out of shape. So it's unnatural. So now, fitness. Fitness not only should be functional, but fitness is really simple. And I can teach this to anybody. It's a method called that I've developed with a friend of mine. And it's not that I'm trying to say anything, but I want you to understand how simple it is. Okay. So in order to you, and I use this to heal myself, in order for any human being to maintain energy in your body, you have to go send it a signal to the brain, and the brain has to return it, right? That's just normal electricity. But if you can isolate a muscle, you can take that muscle, and the more isolated that muscle is and the higher the tension is on that muscle, that will send a signal to the brain that says, oh my God, we have to survive. So it sends special kind of information. And that information resides along the spinal cord, and they're called motor neurons. Those motor neurons get activated. And then, so if you learn it in one side, you automatically learn it on the other side. What am I saying? I'm saying that if I can do one exercise properly on one side, I can create the same effect on the other side without me even exercising that muscle. So the body is an incredible function. And so what I am saying is there's exercises that you can do without having to be in the gym. You can do them throughout your day, right? Yeah. And the other part is you have to know how to meditate while you're moving.
Yeah.
Dancing is movement and meditation. Okay. And so when I'm doing an exercise, I need to find it that is normal and happy so that my brain is in the right place.
I mean, what I think about it is, as a very simple human being, that just have, you know, just pick your own exercises that you like and make sense, right?
Yeah.
In your daily life, and just, you know, do it regularly. You know, it's not like every day you have to do it, but, you know, maybe you do stretches once in a week, or, you know, whatever fits your own kind of mindset, right? Because at least that would enforce some kind of care towards one's body at a very young age, right? So they can look like 30 when they're 60 like you.
Yeah. So, look, it's a really simple, it's called high intensity interval training, time under tension. I call it HITUT. There's another system that is an acronym, neuromuscular resistance training. And I can show you that right now if you let me. It's really that simple. Okay, look, so let's see if the camera can capture it. So you can see the muscle, right? This is extended, this is contracted, but this is not active, right? Now it's active, right? Now it's not. Now it's active. Okay, so if if I take all the body on the same principle, this muscle is contracted, and that's why it's in a ball, not extended. When I contracted, and now I'm going to activate that muscle. There, you can see the difference, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but look at my hands. You see how it's relaxed?
Yep.
I can move all of it, and this stays contracted, right? And so there's a little bit of strength here because it's connected. There's a little bit of here, but mainly this is it. So if I put resistance against this side, okay? Mm-hmm. And the way I do that is I take resistance band and I attach it to here. Mm-hmm. I activate the muscle, okay? Relax the hand, and then I walk back and I hold that position. And then the moment that muscle begins to fail, which is it can no longer hold the contraction, the exercise is done. I can teach you how to do your whole body in, once you learn how to do it, you can do this in 40 minutes. All you got to do is twice a week, and you'll have enough strength where I can push with my legs. Okay, and I'm not a big guy. I am 5'9", 180 pounds, 1,000 pounds with my legs. Okay? I can take a man who grabs my arm and he can pull against it and he can break that junction. Why? Because I've developed those energies inside me. And what that does, it gives you more testosterone. You need testosterone for focus. Testosterone is not an aggressive hormone, okay? You need human growth hormone to keep you feeling strong and young, okay? And you know where that comes from? That comes from when that signal goes back to the brain and says, hey, there's a muscle that's being isolated. It sends a signal and says, okay, well, then let's create DHA. Let's create human growth hormone. And you have a simple, healthy diet, not a lot of junk food, and you will live long because the body says, I don't need to hold toxins in my body. The reason why people are bigger than what they should be, it's only because they are eating toxins, and then the body says, what are we going to do with this? I don't know what to do with it. Okay, well, then let's put it inside a container, and okay, what do we do with this container? I don't know. The container is the fat cell. Okay, let's park it over here. Oh, there's another one. Let's put it in the same place, and it continues to grow because it's trying to protect itself.
Yeah.
Okay, so then if you just do a whole body complete high intensity and time under tension, the system that I just showed you, you will have enough energy, you will have enough command of your body, enough strength and enough power to live a life that you don't need to go to the gym. You can literally just do that and have a clean diet, and that's it. That's it. You do a little bit of stretching, as you get older. So yoga is the best type of stretching you could ever do. And that's it. You don't need to do more than that to stay healthy. But you know what? It requires discipline, which most people don't want to have. Consumerism steals your discipline, steals your motivation. Okay? And why? Because I can sit back and eat some chips. I can look at somebody else doing exercise that's really sexy that I like to look at. And my brain says, oh, you already did it. You haven't done nothing.
Yeah.
But you feel like you did. So, this is, it really is that easy. It's no more difficult than that. Then you can play with all the other exercises. If you want to look big and you want to be bigger, build it upon a core that your whole body can respond to.
I recently saw a person saying, sports don't make you fit.
So let's talk about that, right? There's fitness is opposite to health. Health is a homeostasis level where everything is working right. Anytime you do a sport, you're pushing your body, and your body does not know the difference in between you having a cold and you being sore from being fit, trying to be fit. So fitness is opposite to health. But you need it. You need some level of natural resistance against your body in order for you to grow. Like a plant outside needs to be outside, because if you keep it inside and you put it outside, it will die from the exposure. So that person is right.
Because what I feel is most sports are designed to keep you healthy, right? They might not make you the most fit person in the world, but, you know, if you play tennis or badminton, whatever, you know, sport that you play, I'm pretty sure it would give you enough cardio to be somewhat fit or healthy, right?
Okay.
But I don't see how people are putting sports in bad light, saying, you know, don't play sports if you're not healthy or, you know, not even closely fit. Right? Because that discourages a whole generation of people who are already lazy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And they're already saying, you know, I am perfect however I am. I might be 1,000 pounds.
And that's a lie.
I'm fine with it.
That's a lie.
Yes. And they know it. That's why they're repeating it.
Yes. And so, look, see, so here's the thing. If we're eating the wrong kinds of food, and the foods that we're eating are expensive because it's supposed to be good for us, doesn't have the nutrition, you don't have base level health.
Yeah.
So now you're going to try to do exercise from a base level health that's below base. Your body cannot produce the energy. It cannot repair what gets damaged during the sport.
Yeah.
So it's not a lack of cardio. It's a lack of nutrition, because 70% of every athletic performance comes from nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you hear what I said? 70%. So that means that only 30% is in the activity that you do. If you eat right, and you're eating the right kinds of food at the right time, guess what happens? You will be able to explode into any kind of exercise without having to go to the doctor, without, you know, getting injured.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I experienced the most funniest thing, because even in India, there are, you know, city dwellers, right, who have never touched soil, surprisingly. And, you know, they have ate the supermarket vegetables whole of their life.
Yes.
And the first time when, you know, I get them my aquaponic food or, you know, organic or natural food, and they taste it fresh, and they're like, I have never tasted this. They're like, I don't know this feeling. Like,
look at how powerful food is. It sends a chemical reaction to the brain that actually makes you feel good, right? Like you just said it, because they're eating your food that they've never had, and they're like, I'm experiencing almost like an orgasmic feeling. Like, I've never felt this before.
And they fill up their stomachs very quickly. They don't have to eat much.
Yes.
Right? And I'm like, yeah, because it has more nutrition in it.
Exactly. That's it. That's right. Exactly. Those are the reasons why.
If you can, because if your body can meet the core nutrient requirements, right? It doesn't want a lot of food, right?
Correct.
Because our brains are the laziest machines, right? Like, they don't want to work. So they would be very happy if they did not have to, you know, digest like shit ton of food.
Yeah, exactly. Look, think about this, right? What's easy for a human, okay? We walk like this, right? Is it easier for me to go like this or to go like this and then have to clean it or cook it?
Yeah.
common sense, right? Right there.
Yeah.
In if therefore, if that's the case, and if we understand that, right, then we should eat accordingly, but we don't. Because somebody else is telling us how to eat.
Yeah. And that's the saddest thing that I would say, that I'm witnessing in my generation, that people don't know what to eat. Right. And I'm like, it's the most natural instinct that you could have.
Yes.
Right.
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be. It should be the most natural instinct. But look at what they've done to corn. Because they cross corn with Monsanto's chemicals, corn does not know how to communicate. If you put corn today in a permaculture environment, the corn will die. It can't survive.
Yeah.
It has no communication.
Yeah. Do you know what people call the company that you just mentioned the name of?
Yeah. Monsatan.
Oh, don't do it. They are the Walmart of the real world. You know, the one which will name shall, you know, remain nameless.
Yes. I think they actually lost, they went bankrupt and they got bought out by somebody else.
Yep, BlackRock, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's only just to hide, right? People should look into that, should read it and find out how these companies, what they did. And if you look into it, what you're going to find out that you're going to find a trail that goes all the way back to Second World War in Germany, where these scientists that created this stuff.
Scientists.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, right?
I mean, there is this genius guy from Wall Street. He used to work in JP Morgan. And he gave excellent reviews on YouTube. And he said most of bankruptcies of companies is just restructuring.
Yes, it is.
It's not like they're actually bankrupt.
Correct.
They're just restructuring themselves. That's all.
That's exactly what happened, because you can see who bought them out. This, right? All you got to do is just look at it. They've changed names.
Yeah.
And then they call bankruptcy so that they don't have to. First of all, that other company, they did it because there were so many lawsuits against them that they said, okay, it's time to restructure. It's called bankruptcy. Poof.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know how you folks live in the United States. At this point, it's just corporate states of the world.
Yes. Right? Yes.
It's just a mess.
It's such a mess because the creatures that walk around, you can barely call them humans.
Yes. Because people identify as a camera. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And people are just afraid of offending each other. Right? Like,
oh my
God. I don't understand the part of it. Right? I really don't understand it, though.
You're right. They're afraid. And you can stop there. Not of offending, but they're afraid.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you've ever been in the military, but I was. Okay. So you've heard of talking about MK Ultra and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
What you do is, if you want to control anybody, you put them in such a state of fear that what they say is, just give me the answer that you want. I'll give it to you. Just take away the pains. Make it stop.
Yep.
And that's exactly what the whole population is experiencing. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's how brainwashing is done. So what you're seeing is people, when you say they're afraid of offending, they're just afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah. I read somewhere that someone said, like, propaganda is convincing people that the other half is not human. Right? And how it's right now, right? People are like, are you LGBT pro or against? Like, and my thing is, why should I have an opinion about that? Right? It's not like I'm the next president of the United States. Like, my opinion really doesn't matter. And people say no, you know, like, Mahatma Gandhi, you know, like, dead, you know, whatever. And, you know, they believe in micro responsibilities. But my point of view is, you know, someone said that be curious, not judgmental, right? Like, if a person is never curious and always judges on everything, right? Doesn't that make him kind of an oxymoron, right? Like, he stands everything that's wrong with
yes,
whatever okay. he blames is wrong.
Exactly. So think about this. And the English language is a very powerful tool. Any language is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in because you and I are not native speakers of English, we yep. understand this better than the Americans themselves. Our language has such power that you can say one yep. single word. You don't even have to say a word. You can just make a gesture that everybody understands, and everybody's like, yep, okay. The room energy just changed.
Yep.
In America, you walk by somebody, and if you come close enough, you say the words, I'm sorry. Well, yep. What does that mean? You're taking a spell. You're saying the words, I am, which is a very powerful mm-hmm. word, and then you're attaching a yep. very negative component to it.
Yeah.
You just said and confessed in public that you are a sorry mm-hmm. creature.
Yeah.
That you mm-hmm. are not I am, but that you're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. and but what does it mean to an American when they say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It means nothing because they will say, I am sorry. They will say, let's get together, call me yeah. sometime, and none of it
and
means
nice
anything.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, and it doesn't mean nothing.
Right. And like if I ask you what's your name and you say, yeah, my name is Hector. Thank you so much for asking. That thank you doesn't mean shit.
It doesn't.
Right. It is so default. And Americans don't notice this. But me being an outsider, you know, and I see any, you know, American videos on YouTube or even movie.
Right.
They say, hi, what's your name? And they're like, yeah, my name is Ganesh. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, what's the worth of the word thank you? Right. That sentence doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. Correct.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we are weird creatures, right?
Okay.
And this weird creature problem, I feel like happens especially with those people who have only one single language.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the only language they know.
Right. Right.
Because what I've seen is usually bilinguals are very intelligent people
yeah.
because they're able to sense the kind of vibe, I would say, right?
Mm-hmm.
The yeah. undertone of any sentence being used. But, you know, English speakers are so much more naive when it comes to that.
They
right?
are.
They're not able to gauge what's going on.
Correct. So exactly. So we become convergent thinkers, right?
Yep.
Because we have different languages, we're listening to the yep. language and we're like pulling from a many different dimensions and we're like, no. Right?
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And, excuse me.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. And what I see is like, especially Indians, right? We are very efficient speakers. Like if you look at the construction of our whole language, it is very simple. Like, here is something that I want to tell you and that's it, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have a lot of, you know, fake words or, you know, nice feeling words. It's very direct.
Yes.
Right? Therefore,
yes.
when you listen to an Indian speaking English, he also sounds weird because
yeah.
they are trying to be as efficient as possible.
Yes. And so... It's so funny to see that, right? I know I used to do that yeah. until I had learned the mastery of what it is to speak English. But
uh-huh.
it took me many years. So I'm like, I was offended by the way uh-huh. They were speaking English to me. I'm like, I don't like the way you talk to me. You know, what do you know? And so it takes a time. And so now when yeah. I speak, when I go back to my native language, I have to be careful because it infiltrates that. And, you know, and some of my friends are like, why do you keep repeating that one word in Spanish? That makes no sense. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. That happens. Thank you so much, Hector, for that. Yeah, and this was just very deep, I would say. And to my audience, guys, this is the end of the episode. And if you enjoyed, you know, Hector's talk, and his unique point of view. His links will be in the description, so just go there, check him out. And you know, he's pretty much available on social media because that's how we caught up. So yeah, just talk to him. He's a nice human being that you could talk to and probably take some guidance from. And until the next episode, thank you and take care.